A lot can happen in 28 days. Welcome to the latest podcast from Smoke Free Norfolk. My name's Samantha and I'm one of the Stop Smoking Consultants at Smoke Free Norfolk. I'm here with my colleague Lorna and today we're going to be talking about Stoptober, the Public Health England initiative that encourages smokers to stay away from smoking for 28 days in October. I'll just let Lorna introduce herself and kick this off.
Thank you, Samantha. I'm Lorna and I'm also a Stop Smoking Consultant and a training facilitator with Smoke Free Norfolk. So why 28 days, you might ask? Well, science tells us that if you can completely quit smoking for 28 days, you're 5 times more likely to quit permanently. Neurologically even, new neuron pathways begin to develop as new habits start to form in that time. So we're going to look at what can happen in 28 days without smoking. Samantha, do you want to let our audience know what happens here?
Yeah, sure. It's actually really interesting. Like the body's really adaptable and how it's intricately designed to correct itself is pretty amazing when given the chance. So for example, within 8 hours of not smoking, our oxygen levels recover as the harmful carbon monoxide in our blood reduces. So within 2 days of quitting, all the carbon monoxide's gone. Our lungs start to clear out and then our senses of taste and smell improve. Then within 3 days of not smoking, our bronchial tubes begin to relax. So then we notice an improvement in our breathing as well. Having spoken to patients, they've also commented on how quickly their breathing actually improves. Not only that, but energy levels start to rise as our circulation improves, and oxygen can then get pumping to our hearts and to our muscles far better without the presence of carbon monoxide. And you might notice you can walk further, and daily tasks such as climbing stairs becomes much easier. So I'd never underestimate the body's system to realign itself at all.
I absolutely agree with that. And then, of course, in terms of the brain biochemistry of nicotine addiction, this is something I find really interesting. And when we tell our clients about this, it makes them so much easier to understand how nicotine addiction works and also how our nicotine replacement products work in a different way so that they can manage their quit far more successfully.
Absolutely. That's definitely interesting. Yeah, tell us more.
Well, we know that as soon as we put out our last cigarette, the nicotine receptors in the brain start to downregulate or go to sleep, if you like. And this process takes about 12 weeks to complete. But by the 28th day of not smoking, about half of those receptors are asleep, which means that cravings have reduced by half in that time. Also, think about the money you can save. An average 20-a-day smoker could save up to £300 in these 28 days. That's around £7,000 saved per year if they continue to stay quit.
Wowzers! That's quite a big chunk to put towards a holiday then.
Definitely, yes.
And then, so once the 28 days are under one's belt, people who quit with us usually want to stay quit, which is why we do a 3-month support program to help them stay quit, of course. Then the process of staying stopped smoking is much easier if you have something to help manage those cravings. And as we said, Smoke Free Norfolk can help with this, as we've got a wide range of products which can make the journey much more comfortable and much more successful. Often it's the thought of stopping smoking that's so daunting for smokers, isn't it, Lorna?
Yes, it certainly can be. And obviously our follow-up appointments help with this, so we can troubleshoot and give handy hints all the way through the 12-week program. One handy tip is to say don't think too far ahead, because like anything we give up, if we tell ourselves we're never doing that again, the first thing we think about. So just keeping it in the day, and before you know it, you've got to 4 weeks where those nicotine receptors have halved in quantity, and that's a huge milestone. And that often encourages clients along the journey, especially when we're beside them, giving them encouragement. And it actually really encourages us too, doesn't it?
Yeah, it actually does.
We get really excited for them. Yeah. And of course, there are other things that people can use to help quit smoking as well. So some people will switch to vaping. and they experience similar health benefits that we mentioned earlier. For example, there's no carbon monoxide or tar in a vape, and we are a vape-friendly service and have a vape scheme providing a free vape and refills for the average person, which will last them about 12 weeks.
That's pretty good then. Yeah, I mean, all of that, I mean, I just find it encouraging, you know. So quitting smoking is one of the best choices we can make for our health. So we're just going to throw that out there. If you'd like to know more, why not call us on 0800 0854 113 or contact us through our website.
Yes, we definitely look forward to hearing from you. But I think that just about covers this podcast, so as not to overwhelm you all. It can be a really exciting process if you want to quit smoking. And what we tell ourselves is really important, and the way we think about it and approach it can totally set you up for a win. So thank you for listening to our Stoptober podcast, and we hope to hear from you very soon.